This one is called Irreconcilable Differences. "This is the end of the line," said Cornhusk Doll to Sir Lemon Wedge. "Your anchorless gangster ways and complete disregard for the country club stratagem has pushed me to the breaking point. Take your colored pencils and helium balloons and leave immediately." But Sir Lemon Wedge held his composure. "Doll, why do you treat me this way? Who will clear the eucalyptus bark, entertain you with street magic, and protect you from the underworld? I've taught you geometry and how to read a topographical map. I deserve better. You've become Cain to my Abel, drought to my aquifer, burnt umber to my baby blue," Cornhusk Doll countered. "I'm tired of sexually transmitted diseases and the sound of your voice. Please take your rotting countenance and go." So Sir Lemon Wedge gathered up pencils and balloons, cigar box and sperm bank frequent donor card, and all the other odds and ends accumulated during his stay with Cornhusk Doll, and started for the door. "You'll be sorry," he prophesied. "You will come to learn the world doesn't begin and end with you." Then, pausing for dramatic effect, "A curse on your family, your double wide, your entire ceramic frog collection." Cornhusk Doll was crushed. "No, no, no, not the frog," she thought.